seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
And now a star is born. On February 14th, 1934, the world welcomed little baby Florence Henderson. The future Brady Bunch mom was brought into the world just as you'd expect.
Here's the story of a lovely baby.
Florence Henderson, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Votes are expected today on a spending bill to avoid another partial government shutdown Saturday. Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Coons says even though there's not as much money as President Trump wanted for border barriers,
it will invest more in border security, it'll invest in modern technology, it'll invest in more border fencing. For us to have another pointless government shutdown, I think would be the height of dysfunction.
President Trump says the bill will be carefully reviewed before he decides whether to sign it. Former Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe tells 60 Minutes on CBS that he, after President Trump fired James Comey as director, immediately started an investigation into whether the president was working for Russia so that,
were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
McCabe was fired last March. The investigation was taken over by special counsel Robert Mueller. This is Fox News.
Not everyone's life can be like a Disney movie, unless you're a member of a great morning radio show. How you feeling today, Greg Budell?
Wonderful feeling,
hey.
Feeling this way.
And Jay Scott, you know, I notice sometimes you leave the room. Why do you go out so much?
Don't want to ruin everyone's good time.
Oh. Emily Hayes, will you share with us your philosophy of life?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Shut up, Jay.
Would you say that you're unique?
I'm the only one.
And Rich Thomas, I understand that you're going to visit a nudist colony. What are you going to do when you get there?
Look for the bare necessities.
And how about you listeners out there? What do you think?
Come on, fellas. I think we owe it to ourselves to see how this goes.
Sounds like a plan to me. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody who is connected and to those of you who are out there searching for next year's Valentine.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Rich Thomas will teach you the do's and don'ts of that process. It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and here with the forecast,
Rich Thomas Weather.
On a pretty nice Valentine's Day, you know, we have a great forecast. And after today, it sort of goes downhill. We have a series of disturbances that will be affecting us day after day for several days in a row. But for today, look for a sun and cloud mix. There'll be, you know, those high clouds drifting overhead with the sun filtering through. High around 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower. Otherwise, a mild day with a high around 71 for Friday. Scattered showers around Friday night into Saturday from time to time. Saturday's high 71. Then low to mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers and maybe some thunderstorms. Cooler on President's Day. More scattered showers. Temperatures in the 60s. And then rain and thunderstorms back into picture again from another disturbance. Maybe the stronger of the next several. Coming in Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures into the 70s, the low 70s at least. Right now this morning, 41 degrees at Maxwell and at Montgomery's Regional Airport. It's 8:06.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Listen, having an accident is obviously no fun. I've had my share over the last 3 decades, but I've always had a go-to place where I'm going to take my vehicle, and that is Montgomery Paint and Body. Even when they were in their old location off the Northeastern Bypass years ago, I was still going to Montgomery Paint and Body. Well, when I got this current vehicle, it was kind of new, and I'm very proud of it, and I'm sitting at a light on the Eastern Bypass, and all of a sudden, minding my own business, boom, somebody hits me from the back. They didn't stop. They didn't stop. So, you know, a rush of things go through your mind. A lot of nasty words. And then you think about it, you got to call the police, got to call the insurance company. Ooh, but I know I'm going to call Montgomery Paint and Body and get my car over there to get it fixed because it's expertly fixed. You know, I took my car in and I could see visible damage in the back. But, you know, Donnie is like looking under the chassis, and he said we won't know exactly what's going on until we take that bumper off. So they're looking at it for hidden damage. It's their expertise that is just amazes me all the time. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, you know it's also been detailed, just like it came off the showroom floor. The insurance company, they have no problemo when you say Montgomery Paint and Body. In fact, they're very pleased because they're straight shooters over there, always have been. Phone number 27-WRECK with a W. Give them a call. They're located on the Eastern Bypass, just off, off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body, as they say, will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Let's round up some customers.
As we move on into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has an accident for you on I-85. It's on the southbound side at exit 11. That's the Chantilly Parkway. After you clear that, you're clear on into downtown Montgomery. On I-65, a lot of bunching up at the Highway 143 entrance ramp. Be careful. People will be merging in on your right, and it's really crowded there. There's a large bunching up of traffic on the boulevard around I-85. That's normal for this time of the morning. You'll also find a big crowd at the Troy Highway and down around the Atlanta Highway. If you're coming in from Wheaton, there's delays at the River Bridge, also at Jasmine Hill Road and in the shopping district in Wetumpka. If you'd like to try Highway 31 coming in from Prattville, it looks pretty clear this morning. In Prattville, we have an accident on East Main Street in front of Hardee's in Montgomery. The biggest problem we see is at Vaughn Road and Bell Road. There's an accident there, and that is causing lots of backups. We're about to wrap up the school zones. Be careful. Look out for the kids in the buses. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for you to win if you can tell us who 4 out of 10 people will be celebrating on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Right. I'm pretty sure we did this maybe a year or two ago on Valentine's
Day. How they'll be celebrating.
I forgot the answer.
4 out of 10 people will be celebrating Valentine's.
Let's reword it. How about that? I know you're overwhelmed.
4 out of 10 people will celebrate Valentine's Day with blank.
Oh, that's right. He just told us the answer. With a big turkey dinner.
Thanksgiving.
Happy That's Thanksgiving.
272-9228. $10 Eva Bistro gift card. That's a nice damn picket. Win it. Pick it up today and take her there tonight, man.
Auburn Alabama game coming soon.
Right around Anybody Thanksgiving. Got an Iron Bowl plan for this weekend, Rich?
Rich! 272-9228.
This is an easy conundrum. While we're waiting for the phones to explode with your calls.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Smoking Otis has a traffic blurb for us.
Mm. Yeah. It's on Highway 14, just as you're coming into Wetumpka.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Highway 14. It would be on the eastbound lane just before you get into the big city of Wetumpka, and I even saw the mayor out there directing traffic.
Okay.
Wow. Wait, that's is big. That a joke that's or
huge.
Is that real?
So it's a multi-car accident, is it?
Or? Well, it looked like a car that's pretty tore up, and there was a big kind of a panel truck there beside it, right. And a school bus as well. I don't know if the school bus was in the accident or just waiting to get through, but he was right at the accident.
Highway 14, just before Wetumpka. All right.
That's right. Headed east.
Okay. Otis, we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I just posted so everybody could see what we were talking about.
I see that. That's very artistic post.
Thank you.
You're so creative today. You know what? I don't know what you took.
Jacqueline made the cookies. I came up with an idea to show them off. That's
very
all.
Very nice.
You did a good job.
Very nice.
I think Paige may be ready to win this $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Hi.
Hey, Paige.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. My guess is they'll be celebrating Valentine's Day by themselves.
Yeah. I think we had
guess.
That.
Yeah, but that was a guess. So, but take it to the next one. We're going to give you another guess. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. With their pet?
4 out of 10 people celebrating Valentine's Day with their pets.
Baby. Get out of town. Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
That's
right. Or their trained seal. It doesn't matter whether it's a dog, a cat, whatever.
In Italy.
Cool.
Turn that off.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And we've got a bark box arriving today at home, right?
Ours came yesterday. For the first time, we got ours ahead of you.
You beat us this year.
I complained to the post office. I just thought it was totally unfair that yours, Bailey, you know. Anyway, hang on, Paige.
Well, thank you.
That was great. So
very nice.
Now, how can Paige, what can she get with that $10 certificate?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And my sometimes friend, Jay, who is sickly, is on the telephone at the moment.
Yeah, we got to learn
sickly
this
sometimes friend. Anywho, if you're looking to take your loved one out for a nice, tasty dinner that they will rave about for days, weeks to come, and ask to go back again and again, take them to the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road, if you want to call ahead. That's 279-7500. Everything on this menu, I say share a boil bag with your loved one.
And I hope I'm the loved one that they're sharing it with.
You can create your own boil bag and combine a whole bunch of stuff. Shrimp, snow crab legs, clams. So many options, all prepared in their house Cajun seasonings. Comes with the corn, the potatoes, the Kaneka sausage. It's amazing, and that's just one of many options. And, you know, this is something we don't talk about enough, but they do have a kids menu. We always seem to get so just taken with everything else that we forget about the little ones as well. So popcorn shrimp, little mac and cheese, tilapia, whitefish dinner, those are available for the kiddos. So much going on at the Seafood Bistro. Stay up to date with them with what's happening via social media. Just look them up, the Seafood Bistro, and find their menu, order through waiter and all that stuff by visiting the Seafood Bistro @dadcam.
8:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm going through our vast library of Valentine's Day stuff.
What you
hey,
find?
Well, here's something that's interesting because we go through this every year. And I remember, I can totally identify with somebody who is not having a good day today.
Okay.
Because it seems like everybody, if it's one of those things, everybody else in the world has somebody to celebrate with except me. Hey, there's a Valentine's Day Siri here. Want to hear that?
I don't think we've ever heard it. Well, I don't remember it.
I don't think I played it this year yet. Let's check it out.
Never know the right words to say to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Well, someone does. And that someone is Siri.
I love you, Sugar Bear.
Today,
Have Siri send a message from the heart.
Debbie, I love you more than you know. I love your heart, your soul, your smile, and you have a pretty good rack, too.
You don't know. Candy, you have Siri.
Christina, happy Valentine's Day. I know you haven't lost all the baby weight, but that just means more cushion for the pushing.
Cupid's love Siri.
Mike, for Valentine's Day, I got you a backstage pass to the big show tonight.
Aw, how romantic.
You heard me right. You have the first and only backstage pass to this show.
That's so sweet.
The first backstage pass ever.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Nothing is more personal on Valentine's Day than a message from a voice-activated language user interface. This holiday, say I love you with Siri.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Siri. XOXO.
That, I wish I had found that a little bit sooner.
The backstage pass.
What does that mean?
Try this from my app.
Is that code for something?
Yeah. It is not that we're going to talk about right now.
How come everybody knows about this except me?
Hey, Siri, I love you.
Thanks. Happy Red Heart Day, sun with face. Sun with face.
Thank you. Thank you for the emoji reply.
Is that what she gave you?
Oh,
I
don't know. Yeah.
I wish you could hear it again because Jay is trying to...
Happy Red Heart Day, sun with face. Sun with face.
Happy Red Heart Day. Sun with face. Sun with face. The first time it played, Jay's lungs are trying to escape him.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait till...
Happy Valentine's, Rich. Thank you.
That came out of my phone. What the hell? Siri, were you cheating? I gotta ask her, you know? Siri, are you cheating on me with Rich Thomas?
Calling Rich Thomas.
That's something I don't know.
Oh.
She's not sure. Denial.
Hey, how can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing.
Yeah, I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
We got that thread going on Facebook of, I posted the video for How Can I Be Sure on there, and I asked people to tell me what they think is the most romantic song we're starting to
oh, in. Close to You by the Carpenters. Oh, Color My World Chicago.
Oh, that is, oh, it's so good.
Your song, Elton John.
By the way, any song of the day during the timeline is great choice.
Oh.
How about that?
Thank you.
Love Will Keep Us Alive by the Eagles.
Lady in Red. Take On Me. That, you know what that is? Even though it's not necessarily like a slow.
Take On Me?
Rick Peters.
Oh, that's a great song.
God Only Knows. Very good
The Beach
answer.
Boys. And Elvis, Can't Help Falling
Oh, speaking
in Love.
Of that.
Spiral Staircase. Spiral Staircase.
You don't get a quarter for that one.
You got over there first.
That's going to get you a shilling.
It's still a 225, though.
225 and a shilling.
So let's listen to why we celebrate Valentine's Day. A little history on it from Britannica Films. Rich?
Oh, got the lights.
Britannica Films proudly presents the history of Valentine's Day. Saint Valentine was a man decapitated while on the road to Rome.
Hey, Will!
Soldiers then stuck the head back on the body backward. Hence the expression, headed the wrong way. Valentine's Day was first celebrated by cannibals in the tropics who exchanged chocolate-covered missionaries. In Sweden, young women celebrate by putting on lacy dresses. The men get hearts on their lapels. Meanwhile, in North America, New England grade school children create Valentines using paper and glue. In San Francisco, to each his own. Yes, Valentine's Day. A day of violence. Lacy underpants. And diaper dwarfs with bows and arrows. Because a rose by any other name, $25.
Okay, turn on the lights. And we'll go so we can see the local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is a Valentine's Day alert. Valentine's Day alert. Men, T-minus 8 hours and counting to locate a gift. Do not hesitate to shop immediately. Under no circumstances should you wait until you are forced to present a rose with a 7-Eleven price tag stuck to the stem, or you will face the wrath of an angry woman who will assume you don't think that she is important and who will not assume the position you desire tonight. Must locate gift. The survival of your relationship depends on it. Valentine's Day alert.
The traffic seems to be easing up just a little bit. Montgomery Skywatch traffic still have a problem on I-65 around the river bridges and the 143 exit. You're going to slow down right there. We also have that accident on I-85. That's on the southbound side at the Chantilly Parkway. Once you clear that, you're smooth sailing on into the downtown area. There's a new accident in the downtown area. It's an accident with injury at South Decatur Street and High Street, so watch out in that vicinity. Traffic still bunching up around the boulevard. We have the accident. The police are about to clean up. That one's in front of McConnell Honda on the eastern Boulevard near Vaughn Road. There's a cluster there at Vaughn Road. Also one at I-85 and down at the Wetumpka Highway. The Atlanta Highway is pretty busy between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then up Taylor Road towards East Chase. There's a big crowd on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer for home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama home mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Now when you bundle with internet, get a phone line for only $9.99 a month. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thursday. St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled, romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers, the chocolates, the mushy greeting card, the overbooked restaurants, and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure, the guilt, the expectations, and the jewelry store commercials. Thursday. St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
It is time
for
stupid
news. What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
And boy, is it ever, and it's a special Valentine's Day edition of Stupid
Valentine's. Oh.
The top 10 cheesy gifts that women don't want.
All right.
I was always told skip candy.
Yeah.
If it's a part of a package deal, then fine.
That's what Brian Jewelry's doing.
Right. For
those who, your $99 gift, you get the gift bag, the plushie, the heart-shaped lollipops, fine chocolates, and the gift, and fresh
the
roses
flowers.
Today.
It's kind of like getting Joey Fatone for Valentine's. You would have much rather had the package deal of NSYNC. Not Joey Fatone solo.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No. I have no idea what you mean.
How do I relate this to a band you guys would know?
Send me Heart on Valentine's Day. Then we can talk.
No, so it's like if someone gave you the Jackson 5 for Valentine's Day, that would be awesome. But if you just got Tito...
Wouldn't it be great if you had Tommy Shaw, but... It'd be also great if you had the rest of them, right?
You mean
you don't know
sticks?
The rest of Beetle and
no,
Sticks?
I absolutely do not.
He's relating it through.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the candy is Tito, but the candy, the jewelry, the date night, the woohoo later, that's the Jackson 5. You'd rather have the Jackson
later?
5
Could you explain
versus
that to me?
Tito.
All right.
I know what I mean.
It's like a backstage pass.
We have a random woman here. I'm going to run down the list of the 10 things women, the cheesy gifts they don't want today.
Right.
At number 10, do you want a heart-shaped box of chocolates?
No.
How about at number 9, a giant cookie with I love you on it?
No.
Number 8, an expensive bouquet of roses. This is the most surprising one on the I don't want list. Do you want that?
No.
Really?
Number 7, a heart-shaped locket.
No.
An album of nothing but love songs.
No.
Mixtape? Let me make you a mixtape, babe.
A huge heart-shaped balloon.
No.
An oversized card with a cheesy quote.
No.
Do you want a giant teddy bear? Because where do you put it?
That sounds cute.
You want your guy to get a tattoo of your name on his...
No.
No, it never works out for anybody. Just ask Pam and Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the joke?
What?
About P.S.?
No.
The P.S. tattoo?
No.
The what?
No.
The huh?
I don't know.
Is this appropriate for Thanksgiving?
You are so naughty.
No, it's not. And then finally...
And number 1.
How about a nice pair of furry handcuffs?
No!
Well...
Furry handcuffs was number 1?
On the I don't want cheesy.
I guess the fur makes it cheesy.
Yeah, that works. I mean, get them real.
All right. Tomorrow, the top 10 things we feel like we don't get enough of.
Sleep.
No.
you're done for now. Gino.
Hey, Gino.
Emily.
That's me.
Guess what's coming to Prattville?
What?
Hooters.
Guess what's coming to Prattville?
What's coming to Prattville?
Hooters.
Well, okay.
Brand new Hooters.
It is.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
I don't care.
They came here and it didn't exactly work out. I believe that building is now vacant.
You would have been more excited with Chuck E. Cheese or something like that.
You want to reboot Showbiz and put that sucker in Millbrook. Actually, you know what? I've been thinking about branching out. Maybe I should open a Showbiz. Go old school. I know some guy like in Orlando, Florida has the Rock Fire Explosion Band. Oh my God, this is a great idea. Yay!
Will you be here Monday?
I don't know.
Hit me.
Might be taking it off for President's Day.
You know what? If you really love her, you'll take her car. She's running a little rough. And you'll get it to Don Ducker All-American Tire Rubber. Get her a nice lube job and a tune-up and tire rotation. That's what they do when you get the works at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Rough.
That is a love gift that says, I care. I don't want you driving around in a car that's ready to have a flat tire or break down. So, and they make it so convenient. It's almost like having roses delivered, except it's your car and not flowers that are going to die. So, any of their three locations will be happy. Look, they'll be happy to get in on your little scheme here by arranging the pickup of the vehicle, getting it to one of the three locations, and getting all of that service taken care of. They got locations downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. That location is also known as the location. Happy Valentine's Day to Mommy to Swami. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464. Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up on a Thursday morning, and we still have an accident in the downtown area. It's with injury, and it is messing things up along Decatur Street. It's Decatur and High Street, so watch out there. We see a lot of traffic on Madison Avenue, so take your time in the downtown area. There's an accident on the southbound side of I-85 between Perry Hill Road and Ann Street. Watch yourself as you're headed that way. There's also that accident at I-85 in the Chantilly Parkway. That one should be getting cleared up before too much longer. There's a lot of clustering of traffic up on the boulevard. Be careful if you are in the vicinity of Vaughan Road, the I-85 interchange, and the Atlanta Highway. Be safe, get on to work and school, and we will see you this afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
That could have been a Valentine's thing.
Every Valentine's gets its...
It is. You know what it is? What? It's confirmation that tomorrow is Tub Day. It's finally going to be over, though.
Oh, cool.
Our long national nightmare
is
behind us. Right. Here is Patrick on the phone.
Hey, Patrick.
Good morning.
Hi.
Emily, I fully support your idea for Showbiz in Millbrook.
Yes!
When did those all close down?
They either closed or they were bought out by Chuck E. Cheese. Here's the thing. I just need some investors and somebody that knows about business, and I'll take care of the rest. I got your marketing.
Awesome.
Don't pull your mic over to say something rude, Jay. Support it. Let it happen.
If you talk to anybody...
That would be my ability to relive childhood right there.
Yeah, if you talk to anybody who knows anything about business, they're going to tell you not to do that.
No, there's kids. Kids need things to do. Kids need showbiz. They need showbiz. Mm.
Yes, I need that positivity in my life.
So Showbiz was separate from Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
They both had the band thing.
Yeah, but they didn't have the, I mean, they had Rock of Fire Explosion.
Yeah, but didn't they break down all the time? It was always broken.
No, not the ones that I went to. Okay. Listen, my dad would come and pick us up, and before we headed back to wherever he was living in Florida at the time, we would stop at the Showbiz on 31 at the bottom of the hill in Vestavia. It's there. It's still there. It's a Chuck E. Cheese now, but it was Showbiz then, behind the bowling alley in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And we would have the best time, and Dad would get a pitcher of beer.
I think the one that was here, it was on the Southern Boulevard.
It was.
It's a nightclub now or something.
In fact, there was a shooting in that parking lot way back when.
When it was Showbiz.
Yeah.
No!
That's what caused it to close down, I think.
It was.
The one on the Boulevard, Southern Boulevard.
Way back when.
Well, there's that song, Chuck E. Cheese Hell, you know, that we have in the system here that was inspired by a guy who just seen a share. I was lucky when Janelle went through that phase. I used to love pick her up from school. You know, Chuck E. Cheese. So she'd run around, and I'd just sit there, and I got used to the din. The thing about Chuck E. Cheese was the noise.
Right.
But
if you want something to give you a laugh, now this is by all means not radio friendly, But you need to look up Rodney Carrington talking about his experience with Chuck E. Cheese.
That's the song he was talking about.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese Hill.
Right.
We appreciate the call. We got to run. We've got
all right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Morning Maroon nominees, a business break, but first...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
A good bit of sunshine filtering through a few high clouds today, so we'll call it partly sunny with a high today around 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower. I think most of us stay dry most of the time. High around 70. Scattered showers around from time to time Friday night and Saturday. Saturday's high is 71. Low to mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two. And then more showers on Monday, which is President's Day, with a high temperature in the 60s. So, Siri, that's a pretty good Valentine's Day forecast. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich and Bailey, the sweet weather pop. Thank you for your weather report and updates.
You're welcome. It's so good to work with you right now. 41 degrees in Montgomery and Maxwell at 837.
Can I teach my Siri to flatter me like that, too?
Sure.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
We may be receiving a little gift from Lewis Lawn shortly, too.
What?
Yeah, some shirts. That's a rumor.
Oh.
I do need to mention, love thy mower. And the way to do that and spare yourself a major headache is to call Lewis Lawn now to get your mower service. Free pickup and delivery. I don't know about you. I don't have, never owned a vehicle that was easy to load a mower in unless you took the handles off and went through all the hassle. Call them at 244-9191. Arrange to have somebody come out, pick up your mower, you pay for the service, they bring it back to your house. That's normally a $50 charge. It's free now for a limited time. Until when that schedule book gets filled, that's it. So don't waste time. 244-9191. They have everything you need in the way of new outdoor equipment, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and more at Lewis Lawn. But the feature of the day is that free pickup and delivery for the mower you currently own. 244-9191 at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig at 838.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, what do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to
to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, oh, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
You may have heard that the company that makes Conversation Heart Candies, you know, the ones with the little sayings like, hug me, kiss me, be mine, and so on, are not available this Valentine's Day due to bankruptcy. It's sad, but there's an upside. As the new owners, we plan to use the downtime to change the phrases that some people found offensive and replace them with ones more appropriate by today's standards, like, let's shake hands. You get a back pat. You're a pal. We're just friends. And, no! They'll be ready for Valentine's Day 2020. The new and improved Conversation Hearts. For candy that's every bit as stale as your relationship.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
I'm going to let Emily introduce our business break guest.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and I'm very tickled to introduce you all to Heath Stone of Stone Images Photography, the fella and his wife, Amy, who captured so many great moments from our wedding. Mm. Welcome, Heath.
Good morning.
Hey.
We're happy to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Such a professional job. You know, I like the way that you guys were unobtrusive, you know what I mean, and easy to work with. Because have you ever been to a wedding where where it was not like that?
Yes, yeah, where it's mm-hmm. tough. Yeah. And, you know, we've been, I uploaded a lot of photos last night. We got close to 3,000 photos back from you and Amy.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Y'all are very passionate about what you do, and share with people why it's a blessing for you guys.
Well, we enjoy it because just the energy of wedding days and getting to be a part of that special time in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
And so enjoy spending the time with people, getting to know them. And usually weddings are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I haven't had too many crazy ones where people got in fights or whatever, but but it's a good time. Lots of positive energy, people very happy, and then if we do our job right, then we get to be a part of the people's lives for.
Well, I was gonna say y'all did, you know,
kids.
You did our engagement photos. You did our wedding photos. You know, when Christmas time rolls around, we're gonna need a family portrait with the dogs and the cats, and that'll be fine. What I really enjoyed about you and Amy is that y'all were so. I was so much at ease talking with y'all through the process of, you know, this. These are special moments I want to capture. Like, a lot of the listeners know that my mom was really sick over the summer, mm-hmm. and it did not look good there for a while. And for her to not only be at our wedding, but to be able to walk down the aisle was such a huge thing. And
that was a very emotional moment. You know, knowing what she had been through, that she made it, made me so happy for you.
Right.
I
got really touched in the before we came out of the room.
In the dressing room.
Yeah, in the dressing room, I was I got upset. I mean, I got upset in the best way.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And I was happy to get to be there for that.
And
photograph those moments because it was very touching and precious. We'd been praying for your mom for a long time.
Yeah.
And
everyone's prayers, you know, y'all got her there. And I can't thank folks enough for the kindness and all that.
Besides weddings, I'm sure you do you do a lot of those shoots where families need a portrait album, like you go out to a location,
we go on different locations, parks. Our style of photography is more of a lifestyle photography. It's not like you go to Sears Portrait Studio or someplace like that.
Right.
It's more, we capture the emotions and the personalities of the people. So, like, we'll go out and we'll let the kids play, and we'll photograph them as they're playing, and we'll get the family together, and we'll do some traditional poses, but we'll also just have a good time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really makes our pictures different, is capturing those emotions.
Yeah, you know, I talk about y'all capturing moments, and I was looking through them last night as we were getting ready to post them, and I told Eric, I was like, my mouth is open in every picture. And he was like, babe, you were talking or smiling the entire day. And it's true. It's true. And the attention to detail, y'all got my nephew, he was the green bear.
the green bear, yeah.
But those pictures of Asher are just fantastic. I can't thank you guys enough for how easy you've been to work with, answering any questions I had. Amy, your wife, even came over to the house, to my house, and sat down with me, and we talked through how the whole day was going to go, like from what I was going to be doing that day and things that I wanted captured, because, I mean, I wasn't going to be able to see the guys get ready, and I was going to see the guests come in, and I wasn't going to be able to see the people in the during the cocktail hour in between stuff. But y'all made sure to get pictures of everything, so when we scrolled through them, it was reliving the day all over, and so many great emotions, and just y'all have just been a blessing, so easy to work with. And I want folks to think of you. You know, it's Valentine's Day, fellas. Ladies, if you if you're planning on popping the question, you can go ahead and get in touch with Heath and Amy and schedule your engagement photo session. Or maybe if you got something coming down the road and you're going to do a surprise pop-up engagement. Have you ever been a part of something like that?
I have. Whenever the guy wants to do something special. In fact, just recently, this last year, we went to Lake Martin and photographed a couple. The guy set it up ahead of time.
Yeah.
And so I had my kids out in the park, had them playing and acted like I was photographing my kids. Mm-hmm. Well, in the background, he was setting her up the lake to propose.
Sneaky.
So I'm taking pictures of the kids, but right behind them are he and his fiance, and so right when he knelt down, I was able to hop in there with the telephoto lens and capture that moment.
Yeah.
And then, of course, after a couple of minutes, the woman realized that some strange man is photographing.
Some strange man has a very large lens, and he's pointed our way.
He's either with the CIA or...
But by that time, he had already popped the question, and the whole emotions of the moment had taken place, and she was happy and crying, and it was just a really nice moment, and we got to be a part of that.
How can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with us. We're on Facebook, Stone Images Photography, and then our website is heathstone.us. Or you can give us a call at 334-467-1900. And you were talking about Amy. She's the one that handles our appointments and such, and couldn't do it without her.
Oh, you have an Amy at your place, too?
Yeah, she's a legitimate Amy. It's his wife. And ladies that are getting married and you're looking for wedding photographers, we had Heath and Amy, and I was super comfortable having Amy with us the entire time we were getting ready to catch all the ladies getting ready and photographing my dress and the flowers and all that stuff while Heath was with the guys. So you can get the day start to finish from both perspectives.
You got some great pictures of our group. We're going to put those up on Facebook soon. Thanks for coming by today.
It's my pleasure.
All right.
Have a blessed day.
It is 8:49. Our Morning Maroon nominees are next.
Is first in the alphabet, starts with an A, so is Big A Tires and the tire business. Their services include, but are not limited to, oil changes, brakes, air conditioning service and repair, front-end alignments and repair as well, check engine diagnostics, shocks, struts, transmission service, and did we mention Bridgestone and Firestone tires? Hey, there's always a sale going on at Big A Tires. Lori Carroll and the gang appreciate your business. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just past Bama Lanes. See them today.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. and you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the River Region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On February 14th, 1934, the world welcomed little baby Florence Henderson. The future Brady Bunch mom was brought into the world just as you'd expect.
Here's the story of a lovely baby.
Florence Henderson, a star is born.
You know, I did have lunch with Florence Henderson in West Palm Beach on her 70th birthday.
Oh. And what a treat for her.
Didn't she hit on you or something?
I kind of thought she might be.
That's what I thought the story, how the story goes.
But regardless of whether she was or she wasn't.
Maybe she was flirting.
She was so nice. And I had such a good time talking with her, and I never watched the Brady Bunch or any of that stuff. Okay. But I faked it really, really well.
Oh, okay.
I bet you faked it. Bring in former Secretary. There'll be a lot of that going on today. Former Secretary Jean Monnet.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, you know, and people exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. And joining us, the judge, the dumbest of the dumb. In the final minutes of this morning show is our friend Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, folks.
All right, let's go through these quickly because time is squeezing us. 36-year-old guy identified as Zhang in Kunshan, China. Oh. The eastern part of the country outside Shanghai.
International maroon.
Between 2015 and 17, he got married to three different women and had at least one kid with each. None of them knew about the other, even after he moved all three into apartments less than a mile apart.
Good.
He's a very successful realtor. Finally, one of the wives caught up with him, reported him to the police. All three women were shocked. He's got to go to jail for 2 years for bigamy. And guess what he said?
What?
Whoever, whichever woman is the first to forgive me is the one I will marry after I get out of jail.
He thought about that, did he?
Let's go to Atlanta. Okay. A 61-year-old woman near Atlanta got into it with her 32-year-old son over a box of Cheez-Its. Many a family has been destroyed over such an
important... Yes. Regular Cheez-Its? White cheddar Cheez-Its?
Jeremy Wyatt was not pleased when he found out police were on the way after his mom called the cops. So he locked... them both in a room upstairs, went outside, got gasoline, and set the house on fire.
Oh, my God. As you do.
The other son was able to get the mom out through a window on the second floor. They're both okay. He is now facing charges for arson and criminal damage to property. And our third maroon nominee, guy in North Carolina, Stanley Rogers from Thomasville, went with his girlfriend to her tax appointment Tuesday morning. So they're getting, you know, the girlfriend's getting her taxes done. He decided to go out and get some fresh air, and while he was out getting fresh air, he tried to rob the Wells Fargo bank across the street.
Uh-huh.
After the teller gave him some cash, he headed back to the tax office. Employees at the bank watched him cross the street, go back to the tax office, and he was arrested 10 minutes later.
Oh, he gets my vote.
I got to say, I mean,
I don't know about you, Randy. What do you think, Randy?
I don't know. When I get my tax bill, I feel like it.
Well, usually when you get the tax bill, that's when they come and take you away.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I got to go with number three.
Yeah.
You know, robbing a bank, that's a pretty serious thing.
Yeah.
Just meandering back.
Yeah, what an imbecile. Yeah. What an ultramaroon.
Okay. All right. Randy, what would you like to feature today?
Well, I just want to brag a little bit, not on ourselves, but I want to brag on the people of this community. I tell you, they have really come together, supported the shelter, and just, I mean, the people in this area are something amazing in my mind. They step up when they need to step up, and whether it's a tornado in Wetumpka, I mean, all across the region, people around here do what needs to be done, and the goodness of people will beat out the evil of others. 10 to 1.
I think
without
you're right.
doubt, every That's single true. Time, and I've seen that yeah. so many times in this area.
Yep.
The shelter has more dog food than was stolen.
I know. Wow.
And then they requested, you can stop now. Right, because it's just amazing how people responded, and I love hearing that story.
It is amazing, and it says a lot for the people of this community.
Yep,
and of course, that is a great value at Prattville Farm Center, dog food, but there's so much more there.
It is, and speaking on dog food, listen, if you can't walk into a place where you normally buy dog food, if they can't tell you where their dog food comes from and how old it's been, how long it's been there, come see us. It's simple. Just ask that question. Where's your dog food come from? If they give you a blank stare, hop in the car, come see us.
Mm. Randy, we appreciate you. Give us your location and hours.
1154 South Memorial Drive is about a third of a mile just south of McDonald's on the right-hand side. We're here from 7 to 6 Monday to Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Closed on Sunday.
Because you'll be in church.
But the sweet lady I'm married to will make sure of that.
And she is, I'm sure. You got her something very special for Valentine's Day, right?
I did. I was on point. I'm already kind of out kicking my coverage there, if you know what I mean.
I've been told the same, buddy. I know what you mean. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Now,
I just got word that there's a backup on 85 coming from East Montgomery down to Perry Hill. It's jammed up.
So that would be southbound.
Yes.
All right. What I just did, we had Heath Stone from Stone Image Photographers, the official photographer the wedding of the social event of the season.
That's right.
And I just posted 4 photos from... featuring our little group that he took.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I should edit Jay out of this one picture and just say caption contest.
You go right ahead.
What is he thinking?
No, I thought you were going to take me out of the picture.
No. What is he looking at?
No, I put you up solo and say.
Oh God, no.
What's he thinking?
I go better with other people so that you have something else to look at.
Okay. Yeah, those photos are great.
Being that it is Valentine's Day, there is one more sponsor. And when I say sponsor, I always like to use the word friend because we've known the family of Brian Jewelry for so long. But keep in mind that great special they got going on today.
Special.
You spend $99 and they've got a whole array of great suggestions.
Here on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You.
And if you spend that, you're going to get the rest of the traditional Valentine's Day package, which includes fine chocolates in a beautiful gift bag. All of this in a beautiful gift bag. Heart-shaped lollipops, a plushie, and fresh roses in addition to your purchase. They got it all laid out for you. One stop, and you're done. Brian Jewelry, 1778. East Main and Prattville. I mean, it's a hell of a lot better than this.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you need something for her that's luxurious yet sexy. Introducing Invisible Pajamas.